Environmental scientists want it. We'll get to that story in a few minutes. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. With the stock market opening higher this morning, it's a day when some but not all financial markets seem out of sync with the global events, given the Manchester, England details that are coming in today. On the market story, let's consult Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives in New York. Thanks for joining us here, Julia.
It's my pleasure, as always.
So the stock market's been pretty strong, but I have been watching the bond market every day. What's going on there?
Yeah, you have put your finger on a bit of a disconnect. The bond market is reacting to global events and political events and expressing a great deal more caution about the future than the stock market is. You know, we see this from time to time. Markets are not, in fact, perfect. And right now, they're giving us very different signals.
Yeah, the yield on the 10-year note is down below 2.24% as we're speaking here. I mean, think about it. 10 days ago, it was up at 2.41%. Interest rates are going lower. That's not really a bullish read on the economy.
The market is telling us that it doesn't think the Fed is going to get very far in raising interest rates and that there's not a lot of growth and inflation in train and possibly a little bit of light to quality going on there as well.
All right. We also have the Trump administration's budget, the detailed budget, due out today. It's measured in trillions.
Yes, the federal budget. I think it's important to remember we haven't passed one since 1997. So we shouldn't necessarily get really embroiled in the details here. This budget is not going to pass, and we will have more fiscal muddle along than some of the dramatic things being proposed in the federal budget.
All right, Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
All right, now, about a week and a half ago, the new president of France, Emmanuel Macron, looked into a camera and made a plea for U.S. climate scientists to move to France, where he said they would be welcome.
We want innovative people. We want people working on climate change, energy, renewables, and new technologies.
With that in mind, we turn back to the Trump budget today, which we've been covering all day long. Expected when the details come in, the Environmental Protection Agency is slated for a 30% budget reduction. That's going to mean staff cuts if Congress goes along with this. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
The California Public Utilities Commission regulates power in the state. That means helping to meet its ambitious climate change goals. Michael Picker is the commission's president, and he has 250 open jobs to fill. So on a recent trip to D.C., he added recruiting to his agenda.
I figured, well, you know, budget cuts coming at EPA, these are really good, high-level skilled people. Maybe some of them would be interested in continuing to do their work on climate change in California.
His is just one of several state offices in need of more staff. So he packed 2,000 flyers advertising California agencies as great places to work. He made signs that said, fight climate change, work for California.
And I just went out to metro stops close to the Department of Energy on the first day and then EPA on the next day, because those are the agencies that probably had the most skill sets that would be relevant to the work that we do at the three agencies who are joining with me.
He says strangers even stepped in to help hand out flyers. And it worked.
Since then, we've had 500 inquiries.
John O'Grady is with a union for federal workers that represents EPA employees.
Morale is so low, you need a ladder to get out of the gutter.
O'Grady says the union hasn't seen an uptick in people leaving the EPA, but fears of budget cuts and uncertainty about the agency's mission run high.
A lot of them are waiting for the hammer to fall. A lot of them just can't believe that we're in this situation right now, where we have an administrator that denies climate science.
Many staffers are weighing their options, says Ellen Weinrib. She's a headhunter for corporate sustainability. She's getting a lot of EPA resumes.
I've had about four times more than what I normally would have coming in.
Her advice for environmental federal workers looking for a change?
Get out of Washington.
Other places will have more options. In California, Michael Picker says his agency has already made offers to 10 D.C. employees. Four have accepted. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
legal wrangling between the Trump administration and House Republicans leaves $7 billion of Obamacare subsidies in question, which could force insurers to hike insurance premiums. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
To set premiums, insurers estimate how many people they'll cover and what that would cost. With the $7 billion in Obamacare subsidies up in the air, University of Michigan's Nicholas Bagley says companies struggle to do the math.
When they have to guess under conditions of uncertainty, they've got to increase their premiums to make up for the possibility that they could lose their shirt.
Insurers worry that without the subsidy, policies would be so expensive, fewer people would buy them. To cope with that, the Kaiser Family Foundation estimates insurers could raise premiums 15 to 21%. That's particularly painful for the 7 million Americans who buy insurance on the individual market and who don't get assistance to pay for their Obamacare premiums. John Bertko with California's Obamacare Exchange says this lack of clarity is bad for the industry.
The thing that any business needs is some stability in what the market's going to look like for the next year or two.
The prescription is obvious. The sooner Republicans in Washington make a decision on the subsidies, the sooner insurers and consumers will know what to expect. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And there's a new report from the World Cancer Research Fund. Exercising lowers the risk of breast cancer, but even a half glass of wine a day increases the chances of breast cancer. Our editorial partners at the BBC have a useful take on this, marketplace.org, and you can look for a tab marked Mentioned on Air for this. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.